Today's share, Mishnah Berayomi, is Siman Tav Tzadi Tes, and we're continuing with the halachos of Shechita and all those other ramifications on Yom Tov and all the other things that they allowed, didn't allow. We're coming down the stretch a couple more days in the halachos of Shechita on Yom Tov. Sif Beis. Tav Tzadi Tes, Sif Beis. Asa Limlog Gedi, Ella Imkein Molgo Le'echol Ha'ar. Now, what's the Maliga of a Gedi? So look what he says, Mishnah Berura. It's asalim logdi. You're not allowed to go ahead and do the maliga of a gedi unless you're doing it to eat the skin. So he says, what is this? Lim logdi, sif katan beiz, dainu lit no beroschin. It's you putting this gedi, you're putting it in boiling hot water, la'achar ha-malicha, after the malicha, kedei la'avir aseir, in order to go ahead and remove the hair. Again, you're not allowed to go ahead and put it in boiling hot water before the malicha, because then you're going to trafe up your gedi. In fact, that's why Purdue chickens have such clean chickens without any feathers, because they go ahead and they, you know, before anything, they go ahead and they boil it out and get the hairs off, but that trafes up the chickens. So after Malicha, one of the techniques to go ahead by a goat and get rid of the hair on the skin would be to go ahead and do a maliga, which would be to boil out the skin. And what that would do is it would enable taking the hair out. Now, this would be done for two purposes. One of two purposes. One purpose would be just in terms of the actual hide itself, taking the hair off the hide. That would be problematic. But as the Shulchan Aruch goes on, if he is doing it to eat the skin together with the goat, that would be okay. So that's what Mr. Bruce says in Sif Katan Gimel. Ella in Kain Molgo Lechol Ha'or. If you do this maliga to eat the skin, okay, the mitoch, okay, she'oro rach, because the skin is nice and soft, yesh ochlin oso biyachad im habasar, people will go ahead by a goat, and they will actually eat, I guess, the goat skin together with the meat. So therefore, it's going to be letzorech ochal nefesh to go ahead and do this maliga and clean it and have a nice clean skin afterwards is totally okay. It will be letzorech ochal nefesh. The same way it was permitted to do this process of maliga on the head and on the feet of the goat. We'll see this coming up in Sif Dalid. That was a certain process that was totally okay, and then people would go ahead and they would eat the delicious head and the feet, okay? As you know, I like to dish out the sheep head at Rosh Hashanah, okay? But this is the goat head, and that would be something that they would do. But in terms of the body, so it all depended on whether or not you were actually going to go ahead and eat the skin together with the basar, then it would be okay, because then it would be letzorech ochal nefesh. However, the Mishnah Berurah now says, "Habei poskim cholkim is there." Many poskim are cholik, and they say, "No, not like the Shulchan Aruch." The lo hitiru limlog. The only heter for maliga of this boiling was process to clean out the skins and things like that was only with the rosh and the raglayim. The nehigi bekach. That was the minug. What the people would do. Aval maligas kol aguf eina ella limefunakim bioser. These are only for specific. Mifunakim, you know, very we'll call delicate, makbid people. In other words, this is not going to be we're going to see coming up that one of the heterim, we discussed that I think maybe once in the introduction, one of the heterim from Meleches Ochal Nefesh is that it is shave, it has to be shave l'chol nefesh. And since this is only limifunakim, b'yoyser, so then it's eino tzarech, he continues on, kol nefesh. It's not a tzarech for everybody. And not only that, gam nire yoser kemaisechol. Also, it has the appearance of a maisechol. Therefore, even if it was being done litzorech ochel nefesh, this process of doing maliga to go ahead and clean the hairs on the rest of the body, as opposed to just, you know, going ahead and doing what you got to do, would not be okay according to these poskim. But again, for two reasons, it's not tzorech kol nefesh according to them. And even if it was, it looks like a ma'isa chol. And therefore, he says, "Nachon la'achmir lechatchila." So once again, Johnson, make sure you don't do any maliga on your goat skins. Kasu ha'poskim, the be'of lo shayach hefshed. This is much more practical. The poskim write that when it comes to a chicken or birds, where there's no issue of taking off the skins and keeping the hides, rather what people do is nice and delish. People in general eat their chicken with the skins. Kulei alma mutar limlog. So then, according to everyone, you'd be able to do this process of maliga ula'aveiv kol aguf. You'd be able to go ahead and do this process of maliga to go ahead and clean off and get a nice clean chicken. Maybe you'll not get it. You won't get it as clean as Purdue, but you'll get it. You'll do the best you can. And therefore, it would be mutter to do this process of maliga. Gimel. Behemash nishchata b'yamtiv. So now we're coming to something that was referenced at an earlier time. Certain heterim that they allowed. They were matir certain derabanans, sofo mishum tchilaso. That if they were concerned that if they didn't allow you to go ahead and be over these derabanans, you would chas v'shalom not go ahead and shech the animal, and you'll refrain from having real gezunt simchas yamtiv. So let's see, behema shenishchata b'yamtiv, a behema that was shechted on yamtiv, mutar lagbia ora. It was shechted on yamtiv the behema, so you're allowed to after it was skinned, which you have to do in order to eat the animal. But now you have the skin; it's on the floor, whatever it is. You're allowed to actually go and pick up the skin, the hide, the litna b'makom drisas raglayim, and put it in a place where people are going to step on it, which is part of the process of preserving and tanning the haschala of that process to preserve the skins. So you let it go ahead and move it. So that people would be stepping on it. Afal pi she'ena lav basar klal. Even though there's no meat on it, in which case it would be mutter to go ahead and move it, because if there was meat on the, or wouldn't it be muktzah? Because it would be, it would be meat. Meat is not muktzah on Yom Tov, even if it's raw, because it could be cooked, and therefore you'd be able to, regardless, move the skins. But even if there's no basar, they will matir it. Look at the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Dalid lag bia ora Ritzon Lomar Lataltala. You could move it. Ulanicha b'makom mishumar. You could, number one, move it and put it in a safe place so it doesn't get ruined. O michamel itzel, or take it out of the sun so it doesn't rot. Right, and put it in the shade. Kadesh lo tifaseg, so you don't lose out. A skin could be pretty expensive. Hides of behemoths could be pretty expensive. V'yafal gavdi b'alma or lach. Even though normally a skin that's moist is also l'taltala, you're not allowed to go ahead and move around. Kidlel b'simen shidches sif chavei. Back there we saw that if you have a skin that's dry, that you can move around because people would sit on it and there'd be a usage up for it. But if it's moist, there's no usage for the skins and therefore it's mukta. So even though normally it's also to move because of mukta, here we said, hacha hekelu, here they were megal, the lo sharisle, because if you didn't allow him to go ahead and move this mukta hide, lo yishchot, a person would not shech, v'asi limnuye, and he'll come and he'll refrain from simchas yamtiv, he won't go ahead and shech his behemoths, and he won't have simchas yamtiv. So therefore, they allowed the tiltal of mukta. Also, they allowed sifkatan hay litna b'makom. They allowed them to go ahead and move it to a place of drisas raglayim where people would step on it. Ritzon Lomar, they also were makel shemuter ve'ekeine kelo shemuter litna b'mkom drisas raglayim. Okay, once again, to put it in a place where people will step on it. Once again, so that this will also keep the ore by people stepping on it. That will also help preserve the hide. Shalidei adrisa misabed ha'or k'tzas, and that also allows for a little bit of the tanning process. Now, obviously, this is not considered the oraisa ibud or, because if it was the oraisa ibud or, that's not l'tzorach ochal nefesh, they're not going to be matir that. So obviously, this is the rabbanon of ibud or that they allowed. V'chevin de lo muchacha milsa lehedya she'osa mishum kein. Since it's not clear that that's what he's doing, the efshar shetacha k'dei she'yeshu aleh, because it's possible that they shtacha, that they spread out the skin, not to go ahead and do what? Not to go ahead and have it stepped on in order to begin the tanning process. She'ika yeshiva sambo also asman haya b'derach zu. Because in those days, people would go ahead and they would sit. That's how people would sit. They would sit like this. Shotchin, or they would spread out a skin. O begadim, or clothes. Al gabe karka, on the ground. The yoshin alen, right? Smooth Bedouin hospitality. Habalei hatikun kila acharyad. And therefore, since it does not look like normative tanning, and it is not normative tanning, so it's viewed as tikkun kila'achar yad, with a shinui. You're fixing it and you're doing this tikkun of the ore with a shinui. The lo ratzu lesor alav, and they didn't want to aser this midrabanan, this haschala of the ibud and the tikkun of the or midrabanan, dim kain mimne velo shachar. Because once again, a person, if he wasn't allowed to go ahead and start preserving the skin this way, he would not shecht mishum hefseid or. Again, if you don't start this process, I guess, you know, immediately there is a serious chash of losing out on the skin. It will start rotting. And since he will refrain from shechting, he will have refrained from simchas yamtiv, which we do not want. Umiu dafka litna bimakayim hadarsin. And he says, this is specifically if he puts it in the place where people are stepping on it. Aval, the shatcha al gabe yisedos, but to put it out on stakes, kedeshis yavesh, also. Another way of preserving the ore is when the skin is moist, you put it out on these sticks, on these yesedos, on these stakes, kadesha to siabesh, so that the skin will dry out. That is usher. Why? Mishum de muchacha milsa de litzarecha orka of it. Because then that becomes clear that you're doing it for the needs of the skin. In other words, the whole moving of it was only allowed, okay, where it looked like it was not litzarech of the or. And the concern was, if they allowed him to go ahead and spread out the skin on top of yesedos, on top of these stakes that were in the ground, and they would hang up and dry that way, he might chas v'shalom go the whole way and do real ibud, the full ibud, the doraisa, by salting it in a normal way, he might go ahead and do. And therefore, it had to have been done specifically where they would, he could for sure go ahead and store it away in some shady place or and be shomer it, but he could even put it out where people were going to step on it and things like that, because it did not have the appearance that it was for the or, but rather to be able to sit on it, etc. And therefore, they would not be concerned that he would go and actually do a full-blown ibud ha-or, which is malacha d'iraisa. Sif katan vav, so the Shulchan Aruch had said, even though there's no basar on it. So the Mishnah Berurah says, sif katan vav, yesh ala kazayis basar, because if it had a kazayis of basar still attached to the skin, b'lav hachi mutul tatlad, regardless, he'd be able to go ahead and move the skins, mishum ha-basar. There's no issue of going ahead and moving the skin. So for sure, you'd be able to take you didn't have to be matir you to move the skins. You'd be able to go ahead and move the skins and put it in a shady place, mi'ikar adin. We continue on now in the Shulchan Aruch. Now he says, not only that, they actually allowed a shtickle malicha. Obviously not the full-blown malicha, which would be malacha daraisa, but they allowed you to do a shtickle malicha. How would they allow that? The way, okay, people do malicha for a tzli, as opposed to malicha for bishul. As many of you, Amir Hashem, will learn Yerodea one day, so you'll know that when you go ahead and you roast, so you don't have to salt, okay, the way you salt for bishul. Because if you don't salt the meat before you cook it, you're going to trafe up the meat. But by tzli, the tzli burns out the blood and it roasts the blood out. So obviously any salting done for tzli is minimal compared to the salting that's necessary for a bishul. So look at the Mishnah Berurah. Limloch alav, they allowed you to do malicha above this skin, above this hide, like the derech shemochel mutzli. What does this mean? Ritzon alomar means not that they would allow you to actually salt the skin directly. Sheyimlach basar ala or. You'd be allowed to go ahead and do malicha of basar, of the meat, on top of the skin, ala or. Dal yedezem imela yimalech gam or ksas. This is the way the skin would get a little bit of salt on it. When you do the actual malicha, which you had to do anyway on the basar in order to eat it, if you're cooking it, so you do it on top of the skin, and this way the skin will get a little bit of malicha. This is the type of malicha that you would do if you want to roast it. Because this way you would not need if it's malicha for a tzli, you do not need a giant malicha like you need for malicha for bishul. This is basically telling you can't do a major malicha on top of the skin. Because then if you do a major malicha on top of the or, yeah, ibud yafe, that's going to be a significantly good ibud gam leor. In other words, if you go ahead and you do a melicha of basar above this the skin for bishul, that major melicha will already be a significant ibud of the skin of the hide, which will be melacha dairaisa, which they did not allow, obviously. Sif katan. So back to the Shulchan Aruch. So now, what can the guy do to get it significantly salted? He can now do a little extra shtick. Look at the Shulchan Aruch. Umud laharim limloach kan ma'at v'kan ma'at. The guy can go ahead and he can do and pull a little shtick. What does he do? Salt a little bit here and a little bit there. Ad sheyimlach es kulo, until the whole place gets a shtickle salted all the way through. Meaning the whole skin, the whole hide will get salted that way. Again, not a major salting, but the whole skin will have been covered by doing melicha of your basar above the skin in different places. Look at the Mishnah Brura. Sifkat and test kan ma'at. Ritzon alomar kan basar ma'at, the kan basar ma'at, meaning you go ahead and do a melicha of some basar a little bit here, a little bit there, and then this way, okay, you have done a full melicha. Okay, let's move weiter. Aval, back to the Shulchan Aruch now. Aval nishchata me'erev yom tov aser. However, this whole process of that we're allowing you to go ahead and do this melicha, and that's only if it was shechted on erev yom tov. On yom tov itself. But if it was shechted on erev yom tov, then it's aser. There's no heter. Look at the Mishnah Brura. Aval nishchata me'erev yom tov. Lo mi bayim gam hushita koyim yom tov. For sure, if you actually did the skinning on Erev Yom Tov, it would be usher to do this. The Vadag the usher be Yom Tov, it's going to be usher on Yom Tov, lak biosa, to move it around, the litna, and to put it in the Mokom Hadarsin, to put it in a place where people are going to step on it, the Mimlochale. For sure, it's going to be usher to do all these things. Shareyev Shareyev Lasos Kolelim, Erev Yom Tov. He could have done all these things on Erev Yom Tov if it was already skinned on Erev Yom Tov. Elafilu Hufshita be Yom Tov. Even if we're talking where what? It was skinned on Yom Tov, usher, it's going to be usher. Lo yimane milishchot, because in this situation, right, even if it was skinned, meaning it was shechted on Erev Yom Tov, but he only skinned it on Yom Tov. Even there, you can't go ahead and do all these things to the skin. Why? Because for this, we don't assume a person is going to not go ahead and shecht. Because he could have went ahead and what? He could have went ahead and skinned it on Erev Yom Tov. Now you might ask, if he could have skinned it on Erev Yom Tov, how is he allowed to go ahead and skin it on Yom Tov? So that, if you remember, we hold that, again, even though it's preferred not to do that, but we hold that when it comes to Meleches Ochel Nefesh itself, even if it was Efshel Lasoso Merev Yom Tov, Meikar Adin, you could still do it on Yom Tov itself. But the point is, Lagabe, these other things, if he really cared about his what, his skins, and he really wanted to preserve the skins and things like that, he would have made sure to go ahead and take care of it before Yom Tov by skinning it and doing all these things on Erev Yom Tov. And therefore, we're not concerned that if we don't allow a guy who actually skins it on Yom Tov to do all these things, that he's not going to go ahead and shecht an animal, right? Unless, of course, it was a situation where he had no ability to go ahead and skin it on Erev Yom Tov, then you'd be able to be mekel, because that's the end. In the end, becomes like an equivalent of like it being shechted on Yom Tov legabe the skinning, because he had no time to go ahead and skin it on Erev Yom Tov. The poskim say that even if he forgot to salt it on Erev Yom Tov, aser limolcho b'Yom Tov. The poskim say even if he just forgot, he wasn't negligent. He just forgot to do the melicha on Erev Yom Tov. It's going to be aser for him to go ahead and do this melicha, this shtick. We're talking about the shtick melicha. Obviously, the melicha d'araisa you can never do. But even this shtick that we're talking about here to preserve the hide in a by being over the rabbanans, that is not allowed if it could have been done erev yom tov, even if he just forgot. Here we're not going to be mechalek. No, there's no difference between whether he bemezid didn't salt it or whether he forgot to salt it. The bottom line is, if he had the ability to salt it before yom tov the skins, he cannot do it on yom tov. Then he goes on. The Golios in Gullis, in Shmutz Laretz, shows in Shnei Yom Tovim, where you have 2 days of Yom Tov, Misafek, Hari Yom Tov Rishon, the first day of Yom Tov, is Nechshav Lechol, that's viewed like a weekday, Legabe Yom Tov Sheni, meaning, since you shechted it the day before, so it's like the day before Yom Tov, even though that first day was Yom Tov Rishon, with respect to the second day, it's like you shechted the day before, and therefore you have no heterim on Yom Tov Sheni to go ahead and do all these things with respect to the skins. Lefichach, nishchata b'Yom Tov Rishon, efshar d'dina, it's possible the din is, kilu nishchata b'Erev Yom Tov, it's like you shechted on Erev Yom Tov, le'inyim, with respect to these halachas of tiltul ha'or, of moving the hide, u'melicha, and doing the melicha, kishayagia Yom Tov Sheni, when Yom Tov Sheni arises. And finally, the Ramah, let's look at the Ramah, v'notzos shel of, dinan kemo b'or, and the feathers of a bird, of a chicken, dinan kemo b'or, it has the same halacha like the skins, the mutal tatalan. You can go ahead and move it, even though it's mukta, k'day latznian kemo b'or, in order to go ahead and preserve it in some, you know, safe area, like we said by the skins. Look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot Yud Aleph, v'notzos shel of, haynu shenishchata b'yom tov. We're talking once again where you shechted it on Yom Tov, the chicken. The once again, the nishchata me'erev Yom Tov, because it was shechted once again me'erev Yom Tov, afal gab dehusru anotzos. Even though you're taking off the feathers on Yom Tov in order to eat it, still, asa l'taltalan, it's going to be asa to move it, k'dela'el gabayor, like we said previously with respect to the hide and the skin, that if you could have went ahead and done it all before Yom Tov, there's no heter to go ahead and move the or, and in this case, the feathers on Yom Tov. Yud beis, if you shechted it on Yom Tov, you can go ahead and move the feathers in order to preserve it. Aval b'lav hachi, if it's not being moved to preserve the feathers, asa l'taltalan. General feathers, you're not allowed to move around. Lo chazu l'midi, it's nothing. It's not something you could use for anything on Yom Tov. And guess, you know, you can't go ahead and make yourself a down jacket, you know, on Yom Tov. Ha'prichadash machmir b'chol gavni. The prichadash, his machmir, when it comes to feathers, he holds that feathers is different than skins, and he was not matir. He held that there's no heter at all to move the feathers. I guess the assumption being he would still shecht. The achronim maskimim lepsak shulchan aruch. The achronim, however, they agree with the shulchan aruch. You can go ahead, you can move the feathers and put it in a safe place. Umi uplel derush me'avaz shenishchata l'chulei almashar l'totel li deroy l'shtamish ba. However, when it comes to the feathers of goose feathers that were from a goose that was shechted on Yom Tov, that everyone holds. Even the pre-chadash, everyone else, you'd be able to go and move those. Why? Because those are the type of feathers that they used to use for sweeping, right? Like it's like, I guess, the bedikas chametz feathers that they would use to clean the table, clean the ground. They use it as a broom. And therefore, that obviously would not be mukta, and you could go ahead and use it. Now, if it happened on Yom Tov, why this would not be mukta and nolad, so obviously this would not fall into that category, definitely of nolad legabe this halacha of now using it to go ahead and clean the house. For sure, if it was feathered before Yom Tov, it would for sure totally be okay, but he say everyone allows you to go ahead and move feathers that are used to clean the floor as a broom. Ad Khan. Tomorrow we continue weiter. We'll have to do a little catch-up while we're a schnickel behind. But the truth is, we probably not going to do too much on the next because that already starts the next Siman. And after the next Siman, we hit Tuf Kuf Aleph, which begins the halachas of Eitzim Ha'asurim Va'amutarim B'Yom Tov, the type of firewood and wood that is Aser and that which is Mutter on Yom Tov, moving then into Tuf Kuf Beis, which is the malacha of Havara. Havara, not carrying Havara, but Havara Mavir, kindling on Yom Tov, which, as you know, is meleches ochel nefesh, and totally permitted when done for cooking and things like that. For smoking, not so simple. Make sure you keep away from those cigarettes, Johnson. Have a great one, my friends. Be well.
Hey, Rabbi.
Have a great day.